The Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County put on a very nice party last night. They always put on a big to-do during Boat Week on Family Night last night at the Chemical Bank parking lot. It was well attended, had a great time, and Dan Casey is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for stopping by. How important is this Port Huron to Mackinac race to the economy of the Port Huron area?
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to the community for a lot of reasons. I think one of those is this might be the one time of the year that some people come here from different parts of the state or even the country. And so we want to make sure that they have a good time and that they see a good, safe, clean, beautiful place to come and visit so that they'll come back, you know, other times of the year when we're not having a boat race. So I think that that's one of the obvious benefits. But, you know, the other one is that a lot of people are working here. A lot of people are coming here for fun and spending their money. Those are all great things, and so it's important that we all do our best to welcome them and to show them a great city, what a great place this is to both live and work.
This is also a good time to show off the community. If there is somebody out there that is thinking about investing in Port Huron, opening a factory, opening a store, a restaurant, this is the time to say, hey, come on over here Boat Weekend. We got a lot of things going on.
You know, I think with our party that we had last night, which was a great event, and I want to make sure that I thank Chemical Bank for opening up their doors and allowing us to use the bank facility along the river for our party. That was great. We've been there for 4 straight years. But I think one of the nice things about that party is we're bringing together a lot of the decision makers from some of the biggest companies in the county, as well as some of our community partners. But then there's other people from outside of the county and the community that attend it, and so it really gives us a chance to network with them, to show off the place, to talk about some of the great things that are going on, and have some fun together. And all those things I think are important, because if you do that 2 or 3 years in a row and you get the same person to come back 2 or 3 times, next thing you know, they start thinking about, you know, hey, wouldn't it be great to have a house on the river? Wouldn't it be great if I moved my business here so that we could take advantage of all these things and of all these great people every year and all the time? So I think that's one of the real advantages of having that party. And we also do things like in the past we brought in consultants, real estate brokers, builders, developers, CEOs of companies that are considering locations. So it gives us another opportunity to again take advantage of what's here, the people that are here, to try to sell them on our area.
I think too, Dan, people that visit here year in and year out for the race but maybe live in Grosse Pointe or Bloomfield Hills or somewhere, you know, Southfield, somewhere in the Metro Detroit area, they have seen changes and improvements slowly and steadily over the last few years.
Yes, they have, and we're trying to do our best to highlight some of those things, and this is a really, really exciting time for our area. I hope people can sit back sometimes and just think about how much change is happening or has already happened in just the last, 2 to 3 years, and how much more is coming. This is our opportunity with a good economy, with people working, with incomes going up. This is a great opportunity for change to happen, positive change, investment to come into the area, new mix of stores, all of those kinds of things, new employment opportunities for people, our young people to come back from college or from wherever they've been in the country to, you know, set up their businesses. This is a great time for us, and we really need to take advantage of it. And we talk about that a lot with people. You know, how can we collaborate together as a community to enhance what we have? And so bringing these people in from outside of the area to see what we have is really important.
Well, and this weekend is kind of a reunion weekend. I mean, so many schools have their class reunions Mackinac weekend because that's the time that people are likely to come back home. And boy, as you said, for young people that maybe graduated from college, moved away from here 5, 10, 15 years ago, now they can look around and say, hey, there's stuff going on in Port Huron. Maybe I'd like to come back.
Yeah, there is a lot going on for sure, and it's all positive. I mean, there's a couple little things here and there. Obviously, we're struggling with Birchwood Mall. A lot of places are struggling with their malls. But despite that, there's still a lot of retail activity taking place in different parts of the county. And you know, I'm happy to report that our population is starting to grow again. It's not rapid growth, but it's improving. The southern part of the county, I don't, it's outside of the Port Huron area, but the southern part of the county is really starting to pick up along 26 Mile Road with retail and new subdivisions. And so that's a real positive for the area as well. But we need to see that growth happen because, quite frankly, everybody that wants a job has a job. And we have companies that can't fill the open positions they have. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of jobs available in the area right now. And we just don't have enough people to fill all those positions. So we're really relying on population growth and then getting people from outside the area to commute into the county to take those jobs. So we really need growth to happen. Because if we don't get it, then you get what you'll see is a lot of our industry will start to stagnate.
How has the approach to economic development changed in St. Clair County in the past few years?
Well, I think we've been pretty targeted in a lot of respects. It first started coming out of the recession with getting people back to work. That was priority number one. Fortunately, the automotive industry really rebounded strongly, and that helped us because manufacturing is our top industry in this county. But after that, we really wanted to see some things happen in downtowns. We wanted to really begin to reinvigorate our downtowns. And because we had some great leadership in the county, we had a lot of people willing to collaborate and work together, we were able to identify specific places where we saw opportunities. City Flats Hotel, Sperry's Building, the new hotel in Marine City, then on Water Street, was another example of a project. The St. Clair Inn revitalization. These are all things that were targeted and that we've all been working together on for a few years to try to make happen. And the reason is because they're catalytic projects. So if you can get Sperry's completed and open, and assuming it's successful, which it is, but assuming it becomes successful, then it becomes an anchor for that corner in the downtown of Port Huron. And then the buildings that are across the street that are vacant, you know, someone wants to invest. They see an opportunity. They want to invest in that building. They want to fix it up. They're, next thing you know, there's new businesses there. There's new life. So that's what we're trying to do, and I'm really happy to see that it's happened. You look up and down the coast, and you see success happening all over the place. And so it's really, really exciting time for us in this county, and we just have to build off of it.
Well, this is a great way to do it, by bringing everybody downtown Port Huron for boat night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great event. It really, it keeps us on the map. It's one of those iconic events in the state of Michigan, and we look forward to continue to partner with the organizers and with the city for years to come to continue to bring this here.
Good stuff. Dan, thanks for stopping by here today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Dan Casey, the Executive Director of the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County, with us on WPHM as we continue our Dockside broadcast. We're here all day, suspending our regular programming and going local and live all day long right here in downtown Port Huron as we anticipate the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race tomorrow. It is 20 past 11 o'clock. Quick break, back with more in just a few minutes here on WPHM.